Over the last few months, Native American tribes in Canada, led by the Wet'suwet'en, have been protesting the Canadian government's effort to install various fossil fuel projects on their land without their express permission. They've been organizing blockades, which have effectively shut down various parts of Canada over the last month or so. Negotiations are continuing. A support action was done at Townsend Park in Albany. The first speaker is Grace Nichols from Pause and Save the Pine Bush.
I just want to give you a brief update what's been happening. Frida Hewson and allies have been blockading the entrance to Wet'suwet'en land for years. They've been saying no every time Coastal GasLink come up to the door and say we need to come through. They put up a huge wooden door that said no access without consent on it. They erected little buildings. They had a teepee. They had a ceremonial fire. They had a shrine to murdered and missing Indigenous women. Just on February 6th, what everyone kind of thought would eventually happen did. And the Royal Canadian Mounted Police with Coastal GasLink came in, knocked down the door, knocked over the teepee, put out the fire, threw everything everywhere, and arrested tribal leaders in regalia, put them in a paddy wagon, and let the Coastal GasLink through to build a pipeline through their territory. Now this land, which is a river, trees, and mountain that has not been touched, it is unceded territory, and under Canadian law, they have sovereignty over their own land and autonomy there. Their councils have turned down the pipeline, and they demand nation-to-nation negotiations with the Canadian government. And they consider what happened on February 6th to be an invasion of a small nation by a large nation in order to get economic advantage through an act of war. And the rest of Canada agrees with them. 200 legal stylers signed a statement saying this is in violation of law. Certainly Amnesty International, the UN, and Greenpeace came to Canada, sure, but Canada itself got really in step with the Wet'suwet'en and stood up. So we had train blockades in the north of British Columbia, several of them by different nations. The Tiendanaga Mohawk blockaded trains in the east, which really crippled trade in Canada. The students went and shut down the national government and camped out on the steps despite an injunction against it. Other students invaded local governments. There was a college student walkout. When the government went and broke down the Tiendanaga blockade, the Ganawaga Mohawk started driving very slowly down Route 6, making it impossible for any traffic to come back and forth, crippling the transport system. This has continued. Eventually Trudeau said, okay, we'll negotiate, but you must call off your troops. Stop it. And Chief Hoos, with Frida standing behind him, representing the nation, said, you don't understand our law. Under our law, it is illegal to tell another nation what to do. We need nation-to-nation negotiations.
Diana Wright from Pause.
But I want to ask you guys a question. If when the Europeans came here and they did as the Romans did, instead of conquering the native peoples that lived here, do you think that would be in a climate crisis right now? No, because the native people and native cultures know what, how to respect the earth, and they're not all about conquering other territories and conquering other peoples and making everybody be like the big nations of this world. So I just want to say that Pause in Albany stands with the Canadian people, and we'd be there if we could stand strong, because we need you. The planet needs you. Thank you.
Hi, everybody. I'm Francis McGuy of Extinction Rebellion Capital Region. I want to say that we also believe it's, you know, it's clearly against what international law says to invade a nation like this. And also, we don't think it's right. It's not the right thing for the Canadian government to do in the first place. Even if this wasn't an issue of lands of another nation, they shouldn't be building the gas pipeline in the first place. But we feel, beyond that, we feel a sense of solidarity with the Wet'suwet'en, and actually a sense of inspiration from them, because a lot of the principles that we have as an organization, we have three main pillars of civil disobedience, self-organizing systems, and regenerative culture. And we think about the pillars of regenerative culture and self-organizing systems, and I think a lot of that has drawn from the vast wealth of indigenous wisdom that the world has. Tsuen are a living testament to that, and they have systems of governance that utilize, where in which women have more power. That is something we want to see, and we also want to see, they just have a sense of respect for the land and for each other. In the way that they organize, we have a lot of respect, and we're standing in solidarity with them.
Hey, I'm Doug Bullock from the Solidarity Committee. I'm also first vice president of the Albany Central Federation of Labor. We stand in solidarity with the Wet'suwet'en movement in Canada and the indigenous nation. It's actually a national issue here. They have to negotiate, but fossil fuels are taking over Canada, have taken over the United States, and we got to get off fossil fuels. So one of the things that the Albany Central Federation of Labor and the Troy Central Labor Council has done is we've demanded divestiture in fossil fuels in the New York State retirement system. And that's what we have to do. We got to get off our craze for fossil fuels in this country. We've passed a couple really good fossil fuel, anti-fossil fuel laws, local laws in Albany County. You all know that we have to now not have plastic shopping bags. You got to bring your reusable shopping bags. I hope everybody's having fun with that because it's really important. It's part of getting off of fossil fuels, and it's really important. We also banned styrofoam in Albany County. You can't use styrofoam any longer. So that's another plastic and off of fossil fuels. So we got to get off. We got to stand in solidarity with our brothers and sisters in Canada, and we got to give them back the land. That's their land. Give them back the land. They know how to use it. They know how the exploitation of the land has gone, and they know how to recover that land. So let's give the land back to the people who deserve it.
Introduce Tina Lieberman from the environmental community.
I'd like to do this as a call and response, okay? After I say a part, you guys say stand up. Ready? Let's practice. I say something and you say?
Stand up!
Nice. What do our indigenous brothers and sisters in Canada do when the frack gas corporations come calling? They
stand up.
What do our indigenous brothers and sisters in America do when they want to build the Dakota Access Pipeline and the Keystone XL through their lands and through their water? They
stand up.
What do we do to help them in their fight?
Stand up.
What do we do when they parked fracked oil bomb trains next to our neighbors' windows?
Stand up!
What do we do when National Grid right now wants to build a 7-mile pipeline under the Hudson River?
Stand up!
Fight back!
What do we do when greedy corporations and billionaires tell us climate change is a hoax?
Stand up!
Fight back!
Okay, let's do it. What do we do when our state is still invested in billions of dollars worth of oil and gas stocks for the pension fund? We
stand up
and fight back.
Fire Denopoli.
What are we going to do about climate change?
Stand up, fight back.
What are we going to do to reduce plastics, which are coming from the fossil fuel industry? They just want to keep pouring them on us.
Stand up, fight back.
What are we going to do to bring about a clean energy revolution?
Stand up, fight back.
What are we going to do?
Stand up, fight back.
If we stand up together, no one can stand in our way. Water protectors, earth protectors.
This has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network.